sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the
color. All right, we're back. And by the way, if you're looking for answers to what's happening, try calling 888-211-1715 and request Packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners, and the packet contains many free DVDs and books, like The National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorist, and more. That's 888-211-715. And if you want to subscribe to The Free American, or you want to get issues of The Free American to distribute in your neighborhood, you can call us at 888-678-1444. And call-in number here to the show is 800-313-9443. And we've got Bob's number up on the website now. So go check that out. I've also got a link to defend Jerusalem. And Bob, you know, we've had people. I've talked with the Aryan Nations. They wanted me to speak at one of their events. I told them, I'll speak at your event, but I won't say what you would like for me to say, because every time you refer to blacks as mud people, to Jews as kikes, to Chinese as chinks, to Hispanics as spicks, you are shooting yourself in the foot, and you're giving your enemies the ammunition to destroy you. And you're also making me look bad because you're Caucasian, too. How can we work together in this country when there is so much division? And I believe this division is intentional.
I agree with you.
I believe the media helps. And, you know, we've got the opposition out there to Israel makes full use every time a teenage Palestinian's shot.
Right.
They make full use of that, and the Mossad, whose theme or whose motto is warfare through deception, you know, that has even been tied to the whole 9/11 thing, and Larry Silverstein certainly made a bundle off of buying the buildings 3 months before that.
Let me just tell you one thing. Israel now, right now, is the number six country in the whole world for investment. People are investing there like crazy on every kind of scale you can possibly imagine. So with all the tyranny and the craziness and all of that, it's the hottest spot for investment on one level. On the other hand, Israel has 5,000 years worth of history there. So if you start excavating, it would be the number one spot that everybody would have to visit to find out their history and their roots, whether it be Judaism or Christianity or any number of different things. Okay, so there's a truth that has to be told. And then the question is, how do we get beyond the divisions that are happening here or around the world? We're being fed to go after each other because the big people who are manipulating the whole process, as long as we're fighting each other, we don't focus on them. Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I've got in this month's issue of The Free American, and I'd love to send you a copy, too.
All right. And so the bottom line is we have to be one step ahead of that whole process. As long as we're fighting each other, the people who are manipulating the madness get away with it. And that's what we have to look at.
Hold on. We've got to take a quick break here. 800-313-9443 for Republic, and go to freeamerican.com to get on the chat room.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back to another, we got almost another hour here. We're up on the chat room at freeamerican.com. And my guest today is Bob Kunst of defendjerusalem.com and .net website. And let's see, we got you up here, your organization up here at 305-864-5110. And I'm supposed to be coming out to Florida, hopefully.
I'm home now. It's nice and cold here in D.C. And then I'm down. I should be in Miami where it's beautiful and warm. And but I'm up here where it's cold and rainy because I have a responsibility to tell Bush that he's on the wrong track and he's making the wrong move and endangering everybody. So I'm in the cold for 4 days at least at this point for that reason. But when you get down to Florida, you give me a call and let's talk.
All right, I would love to be working with somebody like you that's got an organization because I think we've really got to reach out. You know, I've told people, they said some people made comments about blacks, you know, and racial tone, and I've said I think that we need to be united, the blacks, the Jews, the Christians, even the Hispanics here. We need to be locking arms and looking at Washington and saying, no, you're not going to take away our freedoms for so-called security. It's just not.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely on that because we're in such a great danger now. Let me tell you something. God forbid we were being attacked again. Let's say we had a nuclear bomb go off in one of our cities. You know what would happen here? There would be such a massive retaliation on a grassroots level, and there would be a massive retaliation on a federal level. We might actually have a police state here.
We have, they're working for that right now. They've got laws that are in the Senate right now, 1959, Senate Bill 1959, that basically allows Bush to come in and arrest us, hold us without habeas corpus, hold us out without notification for just protesting his undeclared wars.
Well, the problem that we have is, you know, as long as the public is asleep, as long as everybody keeps their mouth shut, it's only going to get worse. And if you don't understand this, I could just give you the Jewish experience. If you don't fight for your faith and you don't fight for your liberty, you lose it.
It's called it's called rule by consent. I mean, if you don't say anything, if you don't stand up and protest, oh, you're just part of the consensus. You become part of the consensus, and they've already got their plans outlined. They want a national ID card. They want to take our chip our animals.
Yeah, and soon we'll all be chipped. I mean, the point is we've lost focus on what is important in this country and what's important in the world.
Now, let me ask you, I want to go back here and talk a little bit about some history, because I've got in this latest issue of the Free American, I think it's a very powerful issue, and like I said, I'd like to send you and your organization some. I've got the history of the Rothschilds here.
All right.
And, you know, it starts out by them financing both sides of Napoleon. It talks about them, how the Rothschilds, the international bankers, you know, arranged for the murder of Lincoln because he printed greenbacks and did the same thing to Kennedy. And it also talks in this history here of the Rothschild taking control of the funds of the Catholic Church and setting up colonies in 1901 of Jews in Palestine by Edmund James de Rothschild.
Well, you have to understand that with the pogroms in Poland and Russia in the late 1800s, that started the migration on a massive level to an area where Jews had always been. So there was nearly a million Jews in Israel before 1948.
Now, what about, speaking of Russia, there was certainly a Holocaust there because Stalin, when he had help, of course, Marx and Lenin, they killed over 50 million Russians.
And they helped to kill many millions of Jews, too.
Yes, but the organizers of the Bolsheviks, they were Jewish. Lenin was Jewish, and so was Marx. So,
well, Marx was Jewish. I don't know about Lenin, but, you know, being Jewish politically and being Jewish spiritually, there are two different worlds there, okay? And that's one reason that Hitler played out his game against the Jews. He claimed the Jews are all communists, and therefore let's get rid of them. And that's why one reason why the world was silent. That wasn't necessarily the case, but that's the issue that he used politically.
Now, I also have a story here. The Rothschild family helped found Zionism by putting Theodor Herzl into position over the Zionism.
Yeah, but Zionism has been part of the Jewish consciousness from the beginning of Abraham. It's only in the Balfour Declaration of reestablishing from the diaspora, getting back to the Jewish state, but that has always been Jewish. That land was given to us by God. We fought many battles. We have deed and property to it. Who do you think, you know, where did King David get Jerusalem from? I mean, you know, he paid for it. Same thing as Hebron. We paid for it. There's a deed to all of this stuff. It goes back thousands of years.
Okay, what's who have I got?
John in Tennessee.
Okay. Let me take a call here. John from Tennessee. Hello, John.
Sorry. Good morning, Clay. Good morning. Is it Bob?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. If there's a little background noise, please forgive me. I'm in a truck wash.
Okay.
I'm a truck driver. Anyway, well, the reason I was calling, Bob, I don't know if, are you a practicing Jew? Are you from Israel?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did practice.
Okay, well, you know, for myself, I'm a Christian, and we're book that I read, in Revelation 2:9-3:9, there's actually a warning to beware of those that say they are Jews and are not, or a false Jew, which I consider to be the European or Khazarian Jews, the money changers.
We're going to, is that music? No, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, and basically, I wanted to ask you, if you're from Israel, are you familiar with a company called Delek Petroleum?
Which petroleum?
Delek.
No, I'm not.
D-E-L-E-C.
No, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm not from Israel. I'm born in Miami Beach.
Well, they're a very large oil company in Israel, and at this time, they're into more than oil. There's actually Delek Global Real Estate, where they have bought the World Trade Towers in Lausanne, Switzerland. They own the paid parking lots in all of London. They own a number of Marriott hotels. They're spending right now billions of dollars, and I believe that they are basically dominating, that they are these Jews that are not really Jews. They're the ones that we're warned of in the Christian Bible, the false Jews.
Oh, and in the Bible, I think they were talking about the Pharisees there that Jesus warned about.
Well, in Revelation, Clay, the only thing is, in Revelation, the Pharisees really aren't the concern of the last chapter or the last book in the Bible. The last book of the Bible are things that are going to come to pass. And we're given. Go ahead.
Okay, I just don't see what your point is. Are you trying to suggest that Jews want to dominate the world? Is that
No, I'm not. Not at all. I mean, okay. For me, Jesus Christ was a Jew. I don't have any problems with Jews. I'm not anti-Semitic. However,
My concern would be how Saudi Arabia has invested $700 billion in America, including
and
Fox.
I agree. I'm concerned with that too. We're doing the very things that we're accusing of people that are in the Middle East of doing. We funded and propped up Hussein in the 70s. We took care of the Shah of Iran in the 70s, knowing that they were going to go to war in the 80s. But we were on both sides of the fence.
We knew that there were weapons of mass destruction because we gave them those weapons of mass destruction.
Absolutely. And why? Because this is our plan. This is America's plan. This is our government, that people can't see the forest for the trees, that they have been and are being lied to, that they're being manipulated, and it's all for one thing. It's for money. It's for
That's
the
right.
economy.
That's right. And look at how many jobs have been lost in this country because we wanted cheap labor. And our whole immigration policy is cheap labor. Everything is here to make a buck. They're not looking at the bigger picture of beyond, identifying themselves by their bank account. So basically
what I was getting at when I'm talking about the false Jews, and if you're practicing Jew or practicing Jewish person, then you're familiar with Ezekiel chapter 8, and you can see in there when God showed Ezekiel the chamber and the secret worship that was going on, he called it an abomination. So apparently they weren't worshiping God. And if they weren't worshiping God, they're worshiping Lucifer. And that's what we're dealing with now in every country, in every religion.
Right.
And, false worshipers that are Luciferians.
Let me say something. We have the same opinion of Mr. Olmert. Mr. Olmert seems to be doing everything that's anti-Jewish and anti the faith and anti-Jews.
Well,
I mean,
you know as well as I do that there's a warning to give for the state of Israel, for the Jewish government, to give up land that God gave them. There's
That's
a
right.
real big warning. Sharon, I believe, is in a coma because he gave the Gaza up. Now, I can't wait to see what happens to Omer if he continues to do his plan.
Well, Omer already has prostate cancer. Our position with Mr. Omer is he is hardly representative of being either Jewish or a good prime minister. The man
any more than
away.
George Bush is representative of.
This is something that's hard for
hang on, we got to take a break. Hold on.
Okay.
We got to take a break. And listen, thanks for your call, sir.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Guest is Bob Kunz from Defend Jerusalem, and Bob, I've got I at the time ADL was attacking me. Of course, they also attacked the Minutemen for trying to stop the illegal invasion, and but I was the only magazine in the United States that put on the cover of one issue 10,000 Orthodox Jews marching in New York City protesting the Zionist State of Israel.
Protesting the what?
Protesting the Zionist State of Israel, or the Zionist operated government there.
Okay, and?
And, you know, today, in this last issue of the Free American, I've got an article here called The Role of Zionism in the Holocaust. And it's written by Rabbi Lieberman from Australia. He says that from its inception, many rabbis warned of the potential dangers of Zionism and openly declared that all Jews loyal to God should stay away from it like one wood from fire?
Well, there's a group in Sitmar group that came up to Annapolis to say that they were opposed to it. Look, there are factions of people who are crazy. What can I say? They're entitled to their opinion. That's not what we're...
I think in this country they call them Republicans or Democrats.
Well, yeah, it's on the same silly level. You know, the question is, are we going to be Americans first, or are we going to be worrying about all this other stuff? Look, there are people who are there for Israel's destruction, and some of them happen to be Jews. What can I say? On the other hand, the majority is not. And on the other hand, you know, those people are looking for the Messiah, and that's their only position. And they don't believe in any government. It's not just the Jewish government. They're particularly against the Jewish government because they believe the Messiah has to come first. There's nothing I can do to change that point of view. On the other hand, you know, we're not happy with the Olmert government that's selling us down the toilet. And it's not just Olmert. It's whether it's Barack or it's Perez or it's Netanyahu or what have you. Every time they play this game, they're playing it based on the State Department and their position, which before the Holocaust, was pro-Arab and pro-oil. And we've been bending ever since. So all the politics are based on the oil politics, not anything else.
But after I got involved with the Free American, after what the federal government did at Waco to the Branch Davidians.
Right.
You know, I was in Miami at the time, a lot of time out there in the Gulf Stream, running my business. Back of my boat. But I was so enraged by the way the press handled it and the way and the fact that the Sheriff's Department, the DPS, nobody tried to stop that.
I know, it's really a tragedy. And the question is, what was the big deal? I mean, who was the David, Koresh?
David Koresh, if he was a child molester, then pick him up when he's jogging and,
I know. I didn't understand what the whole thing was about to begin with. I didn't understand the need for the violence. I didn't understand the need for running in with the tanks and killing all the people. None of it made any sense to me.
It didn't make any sense to me then. But now, today, I think that was simply a psychological operation on the American people, telling them not to resist government by force of arms.
Well, force of arms is one issue, okay? Resisting government, that's our right. That's protected under the First Amendment. Okay, I'm out in front of the White House now every single day doing my First Amendment. I have no fears about it. We have a great relationship with the Secret Service, the National Park Police, and Metro Police. We have all of our permits. We do what we do, and, you know, we're not there with arms to threaten anybody. But what we are doing is telling the truth, and in telling the truth, that's a much greater weapon to Mr. Bush.
Bob, you know, that is exactly why I started the Free American, why I've been doing it for 12 years, why I do this radio show. I don't have an issue, you know, I don't have anything against Jews. I don't have anything against Muslims. If they're not trying to murder, kill people, or dominate our society or our countries.
I agree. I'm in the same boat. And by the way, the real Islam does a support factor for all the prophets. They believe in Jesus. They believe in Moses. They believe in all the prophets. You understand? Real Islam.
Yes.
So if God says to Ishmael, you will be like the grains of sand, and you will multiply on that kind of level. And if the Islamic believe in that, you also have to believe what God said to Isaac, which was, this land is yours. You can't have it one way versus the other way. What's happened is the religion has been infiltrated by the politics, which is this pan-Arabism and this Ottoman Empire mentality, which is, you know, they had all of Southern Europe, including Spain. That's what they want back. Anything that's once it's Muslim, has to be Muslim. Nobody else can get a word in edgewise. So it doesn't matter if you're Christian or you're Jew or you're Hindu or Buddhist, what have you. Once it's Muslim, that's it. That's the politics we're dealing with, measured with the oil. When you put that together, we're all at stake. We're all vulnerable. And we're all expendable. That's
all right,
we've
got
to
take another break here. And our number is 800, sorry about that. Missed it here. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, we're back. We're talking with Bob from defendjerusalem.com. Bob, if you were running Israel right now, if you went over there and you were elected, you ascended to president, prime minister, whatever, what would you do? What would you do about the Palestinian problem?
And, well, it's really very simple. It's not that complicated. Recognize us as a Jewish state. Jerusalem is our eternal capital. We're not rewarding the terrorists. We're not giving you any more land. You want peace, we'll have peace, we'll have commerce. Just stop your fighting and stop your nonsense. Otherwise, we have to come in and clean up the mess. It's either you or us. That's it. There's nothing else to discuss. There's nothing here to negotiate other than, you know, we're here to survive our 5,000-year history and hopefully another 5,000. We're here to make sure that Islamic Nazis are not given the reward and the go-ahead to go and finish us off. You know, we're not masochists to allow you to come in and kill us off. So we're not here to play that game. You know, if you're here to kill us, we're here to kill you. That's it. End of story. You know, you have to have some self-respect. You have to show the fact that you're mean. You can't keep on playing out the fact that you're the puppet of George W. Bush and the oil interest.
Okay.
I mean, I can't. Let me tell you
something. What would you do here? I mean, you've already, you're doing something here. You're organizing some groups here. What is Defend Jerusalem? What do you want to accomplish with it? If you're raising money for it. And
the policies that we're establishing here is recognize a Jewish state with Jerusalem as its eternal capital, stop funding the terrorists and find an alternative to fossil fuel so that we don't have to subject ourselves anywhere in the planet to this global oil blackmail from the Arab and Muslim countries. Once we have established a different approach there, they don't have a standing, and so they can't support the insanity that's going on now, and we don't have to pay for it every time we go to the gas pump. We have to look at a very different strategy here.
We have, we've got two or three inventions that show we could run our automobiles on water. We don't really
why
need,
are we using
but we've
it
got more oil in Colorado than they've got in Saudi Arabia.
Well, why are we using it? Because it means the profit scene on Wall Street would change dramatically, okay? This is all concentrated in the hands of a few people here. It's not all of us benefiting. We have the ability, we have the ingenuity, we have the technology, so why aren't we doing it? You know, America is in the wrong direction here because we're catering once again to the people who are manipulating this other process and this great danger. All we have to do is clean up our own act and clean up the mess in the process and stop, you know, destroying the planet in this process. You know,
I certainly agree with that.
I mean, I don't get it anymore. What's going on here, you know? I'm watching the fact that the rainforests are being destroyed everywhere. For what purpose? The rainforests are our air. You understand that? Trees are our air. You don't have trees, you don't have anything to breathe.
Right.
So why are we allowing the rainforest to be destroyed everywhere? Why? Because we need more, antique, chairs and tables and stuff like that?
Have you ever heard
allowing,
of
all of the...
The Georgia Guidestone, sir.
Well, I'm asking, why are we allowing all the wildlife to be destroyed? Why? Because the Chinese and the Asians think that, this is the way they'll have sex, if they have, horns from rhinoceroses and tusks from elephants and the paws from bears and hearts from tigers and lions. I don't get what's going on anymore. It's like everything is out of control. It's out of kilter. We're destroying everything God has given us. What is the point?
I mean, you know that the bees are disappearing, and
yes,
they say without if the bees die off, we've got maybe 7 years left before
we
all start.
Well, if they don't pollinate the plants, what's the point?
What is the point is, have you seen the Georgia Guidestones? Do you know what those are?
The which?
Georgia Guidestones.
No, I'm not familiar with
it. Were erected, it's a kind of a, like a monument, Stonehenge type of monument that was erected in Georgia. And it says that the goal is to reduce the human population on Earth to 500 million. I think that's what we're seeing here. I think that's what the pharmaceutical companies, I think this is what the wars are all about. I think that's why they killed 50 million Russians. That's why they killed 6 million Jews. That's why they had the Germans and the English and the... Italians all fighting each other, and Americans too.
Well,
they live.
Maybe a lot going on with this type of thing, and you want to know something? It certainly adds up to a very interesting conspiracy in that direction. Because I got to tell you something. You know, not everybody's a fool, and not everybody is stupid. You know, if you're, some people say, "Well, Allah wills it," so we can't move off to the railroad track while the train's coming right towards us. You know what I'm saying? Then there are other people say, wait a minute, let's get off the track, let's not get hit. And by the way, why is this guy speeding down here and violating every other rule? Yeah, we have to come to a consensus. The consensus is, here's a planet, it's on borrowed time, we're on a collision course of its own survival. What are we going to do? We want to have a future generation, and if we do, how are we going to get there? All this other stuff that's getting in the way is deterring from the bigger picture, which is, how are we going to survive? And if we don't want to survive, if we're into that type of mentality, well, then that's fine. Let's just finish the damn thing already, and why be bothered?
It's my opinion that the people that pretty much rule us from behind the scenes have refined the art of slavery to the point that the slaves don't know they're slaves.
I agree with you. I think this is an absolute disaster.
And if there's any way that we could work together, with your organization, using the Free American, with me running your articles and promoting your organization here, I would love to do that.
Well,
I would love to do that. Your background's
you,
in sales and marketing. Mine is too. I need that. I need advertisers. I need support. And, I'm not going to get it or take it from racist organizations like the Aryan Nations. who I believe, you know, half their members are probably FBI or BATF.
Well, I got to say something, Clayton. You know, people who are secure with themselves don't beat up on other people, you know?
That's right.
And we need to get together and sit in the same room with people who have their personal security already intact, their personal faith already intact. We don't need to deal with all these losers because they're the ones who keep dragging everybody down with all this other nonsense. Okay, let's just sit down and put our energies together and our faith together and our ability to support what America is really all about, which isn't all this other garbage and everything. Let's just get to who we really are as people. And remember what this is all about, okay? And
I agree with that. I mean, I think that our Constitution, our whole system of government is under attack right now.
I agree.
And it's been under siege for 200 years. You know, when the British attacked, the War of 1812,
right.
The whole legal system right now, we've got one in every 32 Americans in prison right now, more than any communist country.
Well, it's an industry. It's a business. You just mentioned it. That's the whole point. We have decided that that's the area we would rather invest in instead of education and cleaning up the mess. Look at all the money that is wasted and thrown out. We don't have to have half the problems we have right now. But we keep playing this stupid little game, and we keep on playing it to certain forces and keeping the division going. We're not going to survive this unless we get united and get our heads clear that we have another higher purpose. Okay? This is America. This is America's role. We need Israel. Israel needs us. The West has to survive. How are we going to get through all of this stuff? We have to look at the bigger picture. And none of these corporations want to play that role. They're only interested in how much more money they can, you know, steal from us. I mean, I don't get it anymore. I really
don't. Mentioned the
corporate. Your only definition is your bank account. And that's all your value is. You know, you're going to die anyway. What's your point? You're going to collect all this plastic. You're going to collect all this crap. You know, and then
you mentioned corporations, and up on the halls of Congress behind the speaker's podium, there's the fasci, and what you have just described is the complete the accurate description of fascism. It's government and corporations working hand in hand.
And who warned us about that? That was Dwight D. Eisenhower, didn't he?
Yes,
the military industrial complex,
he said.
That's right.
He was Jewish, too. He was, they referred to him at West Point as that terrible Polish Jew.
There you go. We've been warned and warned many times. We're not listening. That's why we're in this jam. So we've got to move on to another scale. Listen, Clayton, I got to thank you so much for your time, but I've got to run.
That's
I really appreciate it.
All right. Check out my website. You can read the latest issues. If you need copies of the magazine, you can have those. And any way that we can work together, all you have
to do. I'll be looking forward to it. Please give me a call when I get back to Florida, and we'll talk and discuss strategy. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Bob. Thank you.
Thanks to all your nice listeners. I appreciate it. Take care, and God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now let's check out a few of the... stories that have come in. I'm going to take a look at that. And my number here is 888-678-1444. And, you know, I mean, I talk about the Jews, I talk about Israel, I talk about the Zionists. You know, but I'm always been consistent. I do not believe that every Jew out there is bad and working against us. But on the other hand, I also don't believe that every Christian is doing the right thing or following Christ's teaching. And I don't think every Muslim out there is bad. They revere Jesus Christ. So we have to think about that. Now, back to the war in Iraq, they have been lying to us. The figures that are coming from the VA, va.gov, is that since Gulf War I, since we attacked Iraq the first time, there have been 73,846 U.S. dead. And 1,620,906 disabled as of 12/11/7. As the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs issues official report confirming that 73,000, more than Vietnam, 73,000 U.S. troops killed in Iraq. And the same government agency reports 1.6 million disabled by the war. George Walker Bush has provided over the worst defeat of the United States military since Vietnam, deliberately skewed the reporting of the deaths and injuries to conceal the facts. The Department of Veterans Affairs, in conjunction with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has released the truth because they need the American people to know that our military is literally destroyed. That's that's pretty incredible. There's a total of undiagnosed illnesses, 14,874. Disability claims among deployed, 407,911. Disability claims among the non-deployed, 1,212,995. Percentage of combat troops who filed disability claims, 36%. Soldiers by nature typically don't complain. They want to be perceived by idiots as being weak complainers or looking to get out of work danger. In other words, the real impact of those who are disabled from the U.S. invasions in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other nations is fully reflected in the official Veterans Affairs numbers. While the government numbers of 3,777 as of 977 so low? The answer is simple. The government does not want the 773,846 dead U.S. soldiers killed in the Gulf to date to be compared with the 55,000 U.S. soldiers killed in Vietnam. Now, when the government is doing is only counting the soldiers that die in action before they can get them to a hospital or ambulance. Any soldier who is shot but they get to an ambulance before he dies is not counted. And 73,000 dead U.S. soldiers for this scale operation using weapons of mass destruction is not high. We expect the majority of U.S. soldiers who took part in the invasions of Iraq to die of uranium poisoning, which can take decades to kill. More than 18,000 tons, that's 3,640,000 pounds of radioactive nuclear waste uranium, were exploded in Iraq alone in the form of armor-piercing rounds and bunker busters, representing the world's worst man-made ecological disaster ever. 63 kilograms of uranium were used in the Hiroshima bomb. The U.S. nuclear holocaust represents far more than 14,000 Hiroshima atomic bombs. The nuclear waste the U.S. has exploded in the Middle East will continue killing for billions of years and can wipe out more than a third of life on Earth. Gulf War veterans have ingested the uranium will continue to die off over a number of years. From a victor's perspective, above any major war in history, the Gulf War has taken the severest toll on soldiers. So far, more than 1 million people have been slaughtered in the illegal invasion of Iraq by the U.S. This is genocide of the highest order. Iraqi birth defects are up 600%, and the same will apply to U.S. veterans. Statistics and evidence published by the government and mainstream media in no way reflect the extreme gravity of the situation. Those working for the government and the media must wake up and take responsibility for immediately reversing the U.S. Holocaust. Understanding who is manipulating all of us is critical for us. And for those of you that doubt the story or naively believe it can't be true, because if it were true, you would have heard about it from the government or the mainstream media, you can see the proof yourselves directly at the United States Department of Veterans Affairs website. That's www.va.gov/RAC-GWVI/docs/GWVIS_May2000.pdf. It's 100% accurate, 100% true, and 100% verifiable. Let's see if anybody ever got into the chat room. No. Dry chat room today. Now, let's, let's take a look at a couple other things. By the way, I've got a new link up on my website. It's called Dr. Miller's Holy Tea. You need to reach that, read that and go to that website and check it out. It is a way to cleanse your body. Gotta take a break. We'll take your call if you want to do that when we come back. At 800-313-9443. Yeah, call me and tell me if I'm selling out to the Jews.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back, and I've got to tell you, folks, we've got some new products up there on the website. Go check it out, and give us a call, place some orders today, get your subscription to the Free American, order some of these, this issue. It's a powerful, powerful issue, and it shows that the owners of the corporation, it shows that the owners of the banks, those are the real enemies here. And we don't want to make the mistake of pointing the finger at any one group of people. But we do need to protect ourselves. We do need to make sure that you know, our country, our Constitution, is secure against the Cheneys and the Halliburtons. And by the way, just let me give you that. One of the Halliburton employees has been told she could lose her job if she sought help after being raped. That's a Houston, Texas woman. Says she was gang raped by Halliburton KBR co-workers in Baghdad, and the company and the U.S. government are covering up the incident. Janet Leigh Jones, now 22, says she was raped by multiple men at a KBR camp in the Green Zone, and the company put her under guard in a shipping container with a bed and warned her if she left Iraq for a medical treatment, she'd be out of a job. Don't plan on working back in Iraq. There won't be a position here, and there won't be a position in Houston, Jones says she was told. In a lawsuit filed in federal court against Halliburton and its subsidiary, KBR, Jones says she was held in the shipping containers for at least 24 hours without food or water by KBR, which posted armed security guards outside her door who would not let her leave. It felt like prison, says Jones, who told her story to ABC News as part of an upcoming 2020 investigation. I was upset. I was curled up in a ball on the bed. I just could not believe what had happened. Finally, Jones says she convinced a sympathetic guard to loan her cell phone so she could call her father in Texas. I said, Dad, I've been raped. I don't know what to do. I'm in this container. I'm not able to leave. Her father called her congressman, Representative Ted Poe of Texas. And Poe said they contacted the State Department first and told them of the urgency of rescuing an American citizen. This is Dick Cheney's company and how they do business. If you want to know how Dick Cheney is, read Kathy O'Brien's Transformation of America. Now, I will be doing one more show here. You can get to it from freeamerican.com. And our number is 888-678-1444. 888-678-1444. Go check out the website. Go check the freeamerican.com out. You can order magazines on there. You can get advertising on there. We got a push for advertising, and because I've only got a week to get advertising, call up everybody you know that's got a good product that deserves to be promoted by the Free American, and you tell them we'll cut them some smoking deals here, because I want to print 20,000 copies. We need to get Ron Paul elected, and if you want to see why, go to the website. Click on some of the links right at the top of it. The videos there will give you a great insight into I'm Clay Douglas. I'm the Free American. 888-678-1.
With recent